Now, Eric, it's your turn to be the commission.
How are you?
Good.
Congratulations, I guess.
No, there's no guessing
Happy
about
New
it.
Year. I'm good.
There's two items, 14 and 17, that have to do with the streetcar.
Yeah. Do you want to pull them there?
Your consent. Do you want to?
FTA stuff. Yeah, they're unrelated to that, but I think it'd be good if you want to. I'm happy to pull them. I have Vicky here.
Okay.
Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Happy New Year. Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman. Sten.
Here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Before we start the agenda, we need to elect the next president of the council, and it's Commissioner Sten's turn. I asked him if he would serve in that until his departure, and he agreed to, so I thank you. I need a motion to accept that.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Oh, you took it over there. You didn't waste any time, did you?
I already have enough jobs.
Okay. Please read the first communication.
Item number one, request of Eric Tucker to address council regarding drugs and prostitution at the Royal Palm Hotel.
Could you read the name again, please?
Eric Tucker.
Please read the next.
Item number two, request of Herb Jenkins to address council regarding pollution of our water by use of incendiary emergency road flares.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for being here this morning. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Herb Jenkins. I'm a local business person.
Could you sit down, sir?
Oh,
thank you.
I didn't know if I was getting sworn in or not. I live at 5415 North Albina Avenue. I've been a citizen here in the city of Portland for about 10 years. One of the things that my business does is traffic control. And I recently started selling a product, which is a replacement to the incendiary road flare, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. There are issues with this product in that it has something in it called particulate. You've all been given sheets, one of which would be a material safety data sheet, and that is required for products that could have toxic substances, paint, nail polish, anything else. There is a product that is available that could replace or be a supplement to that. And what it is an LED road flare, pretty simple. This product is one that I sell. The reason that I'm here is that I want to be clear that there is no conflict. Even though I sell this product, I am a citizen. I drink water. Road flares poison the water. So, with that in mind, the reason I'm here is to ask the city of Portland to see this problem as big as it is. the Federal Environmental Agency recognizes this. The state of California has already passed laws. I was hoping the city of Portland would do this jointly with, say, the Tri-County region, Multnomah County, on and on and on. End of my speech.
That looks very interesting. Is there some information on here? Herb, I didn't see. Is there phone numbers to call or anything? Because I know the police use thousands of the old fusee flares, and I'm sure that other departments do as well. So
that's why I'm here. I made a presentation recently to the Port of Portland, and the police department is on the board for the airport. Your Sergeant Maru has requested a half a dozen of these to see, but even if I were 100% successful selling this product as a business, I don't think that goes far enough as far as my concern as a citizen. I would like to see Portland be the leader they are in sustainable products. The question that you asked me is, where would you go to get information? Believe it or not, is your website. I had a whole list of things that I wanted to bring. When I went to your website, everything is already there. The homework is already done. You basically need to look at it, consider it, and make a decision.
I'll go look at my website.
Yes.
The only thing I would raise, and this is just a question that maybe you can think about, is the concern I would have would be the advantage of the fusees are that when emergency responders arrive and they place them out, they forget about them, and they can get in the apparatus and leave when the incident is over. These, it seems like you might have to walk back and pick up.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the things that I would like to do is to make a proposal in order to resolve that. I've only gotten two objections or concerns. One is that they require AA batteries, which would require maintenance, and the other is what you just expressed. If you use a flare, this is a 15-minute flare.
Mm-hmm.
The other is a half-hour flare. If you're on scene for 4 hours and you've got 12 flares out, you have to go back and forth. They keep putting them back out. This product lasts for 30 to 70 hours. It would replace 140 of these. So it's more efficient to have something. You're going to...
Okay. Thank you.
But I have in my process... See, it would not benefit you or all of us for me to just sell you this product. I'm in business. I have a service that will address both of those issues, and I would like to make a presentation at some point. Which I will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Is that it?
That's all the communications.
Okay.
Yes.
Move to the consent agenda. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items from the consent agenda?
Did you want to pull 14?
Yes. I'd like to pull items 14 and 17. Any commissioners wish to pull any other items from the consent agenda? Does any member of this audience wish to pull any item from the consent agenda? Okay. We'll vote on the remainder of the consent agenda and then hear 14 and 17 during the regular session. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read the 9:30 time certain.
Item number 3, approve withdrawal from the City of Portland of property in case number WD-1-07 south of Southwest Garden Home Road and west of Southwest Oleson Road.
I think this is the third council hearing. This is the de-annexation issue that we've heard twice before. So staff, please proceed.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Good morning and happy new year. For the record, my name is Bob Clay, supervising planner with the City of Portland, and with me is Brian Sheehan, also with the Portland Planning Bureau. The ordinance before you today authorizes a continuation of the public hearing to withdraw 5 properties from the City of Portland's westernmost boundaries. And also with us today are representatives from the City of Portland and Washington County. Hal Bergsma is here from the City of Portland, and Ken Martin is here from Washington County if you have any additional questions. As I mentioned, the withdrawal involves simply five properties on our westernmost edge, 4.5 acres. And finally, you'll recall from the last time we met and briefed you that the withdrawal fulfills a condition in a metro order now of about 10 years ago resolving an urban service boundary dispute between the City of Portland and the City of Beaverton. And so this ordinance before you in today's public hearing at the conclusion would presumably resolve that earlier dispute. I'm not aware of anybody that's here to testify this morning, but you do want to ask if there's anyone here to testify. The effective date then of the ordinance before you, should you adopt it, would be February 14th. And that allows sufficient time for the City of Beaverton and Washington County to exercise its process with respect to their own public hearings that they need to follow and for the delivery of services to these properties in the future. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Again, Hal Bergsma from Beaverton is here, and Ken Martin from Washington County are here if you have any questions.
Thank you, Mayor. Just for it's been a while since I looked at one of these. So by withdrawing, then we do not provide any services to these properties in the future?
That's correct.
Not sewer, not water. Not
that's correct.
Fire.
Well, we would provide fire protection through mutual aid agreements, wouldn't we?
Yes.
That's true.
And would. Police.
Yeah.
And police.
Right. Yes. Okay. But the normal process would be through the Washington County.
That's correct.
So they wouldn't be paying city taxes, City of Portland taxes.
That's right? Correct. They would be paying their property taxes through the City of Beaverton and special districts in Washington County.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, folks. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read the 9:45 time certain.
Item number 4, direct the city not to accept new applications for the new multiple unit housing property tax exemption program until December 31st, 2009, except for projects where 100% of the housing units are affordable to low-income households.
Commissioner Stinn, did you want to introduce this?
The council recall, I think it was in summer of 05, that we had a tax abatement on the books policy that was quite a few years old and goes back to when there was essentially no large housing projects being built downtown, and it pretty much gave a 10-year, not a permanent, but a 10-year tax abatement to just about any multifamily housing that was built downtown. And I think it made sense when it was put in place many years ago, probably in the 70s, I think, to just basically say, if you're not going to build housing downtown, if we get you to do it, we're not losing any money by giving a 10-year abatement. I think Commissioner Leonard pointed out at the time that we were getting plenty of housing and that perhaps the abatement was not necessary. And I think history has proved him to be right over the last 2 years, although there's still beginning to be some concerns about the viability of some types of housing downtown. And so we put a moratorium on this, and the moratorium went through December 31st of last year, so obviously it's back. This is recommending that we extend it, I think, another 2 years until the end of 2009. Part of the thinking, and I want to be clear, I think you have to be very, very careful with tax abatements. I am not personally convinced that there isn't some role for a tax abatement in middle-priced housing, just not the kind of easy path that we had before. But the suggestion that we're making, I think Mayor Potter and I, in this, as the planning commissioner in this proposal, is that we ask the planning director and the planning commission to incorporate the next argument for tax abatements, if there should be one, into the Portland plan. And the thinking is the Portland plan, which is going to be done over the next 2 or 3 years, is going to take a comprehensive look at what's happening in the central city. And what we'd like to see is, do the aspirations and the demographics argue for something that's not there now, or are we comfortable that the market's going to keep pushing in this direction? And of course, when you talk about tax abatements for projects in this case that are not for affordable housing, you're always talking about something that you want to get, but you don't necessarily have to get. It's explicit, as the council said a year and a half ago, that this moratorium does not apply to any projects that are 100% affordable to people at 60% of median income. So it's strictly a moratorium on tax abatements to higher-priced housing.
I'm Barbara Sack from the Bureau of Planning. I think Commissioner Stenz basically explained the ordinance. The Central Portland plan, which will update the Central City plan, is scheduled to take place between 2008 and 2010, so extending this another 2 years so that the future of this tax abatement program could be discussed in the context of the Central City plan update seems very appropriate. We would like to have this ordinance passed because staff does not want to receive applications under our code right now, and if we don't extend the moratorium, then we would have to accept and process applications. So are there any questions about this?
Thank you. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this matter? It's an emergency vote. Please call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
I really appreciate Commissioner Stan and Mayor Potter bringing this forward. I think it's a reflection of a couple things, not the least of which is the viability and health of downtown Portland economically. I'm not only voted for tax abatements here, but have actually carried them in the legislature when others shied away from doing them because they are very powerful tools that, in their best use, cause things to happen that otherwise would not happen. But I think a number of us became concerned that possibly these tax abatements were not causing things to happen that would have otherwise happened, but actually enriching those that were constructing them for no good public policy purpose. So that this has been vetted and discussed and brought to us today in its current form is a credit to Commissioner Sten, and I really appreciate his work on this. Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Move to the regular agenda. Would you please read items 14 and 17 together, please?
Okay. Item 14, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for services related to county bridges and the Portland Streetcar Loop Project. Item 17, amend contract with Portland Streetcar, Inc. to provide additional professional services for project management and vehicle engineering services for production of a domestically manufactured streetcar.
I asked to have these two items pulled because of the recent Federal Transportation Administration's position on streetcars.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to open it up to Commissioner Adams and yourself about explaining what differences this may be as opposed to what we're looking at with the FTA.
Okay. Item 14, which is the intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County, is up to a maximum of $30,000 during an engineering phase of the project. And that is funded from the regional transportation funds as well as from matching funds from the Portland Development Commission that are currently budgeted for this process. So it's within our budget. And as you know, they have control over the Broadway Bridge, the Hawthorne Bridge, the Morrison Bridge, and the on-ramps and off-ramps. And we affect all of those. So, and they've been wonderful working with us. We wanted to formalize it so that we could reimburse them for their staff time during this design process. So as far as the federal process, it's the process after the design that will have an impact on. And then item 17 is a totally different item. It's for the earmark that Representative DeFazio wrote in a couple of years ago for $4 million, $1 million a year over 4 years for the procurement of a domestically produced streetcar. And that is set up, and we just got our second year appropriation approved. How we've got that set up is 80% of that money goes to Oregon Ironworks for the actual manufacture of the car, and then the other 20% is for project management, vehicle design services, and city staff time. So this is just updating those contracts for the next 20% of that earmark. And again, it's totally separate from the Loop project.
Okay. It is important for folks who may be reading this to understand the distinctions.
Thank you.
Further questions? Could you read item 14 and call the vote?
Item 14, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for services related to county bridges and the Portland Streetcar Loop Project. Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. 17.
Amend contract with Portland Streetcar, Inc. to provide additional professional services for project management and vehicle engineering services for production of a domestically manufactured streetcar. Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 24.
Accept contract with Skyward Construction, Inc. for Union Station facility improvements as complete and release retainage in the amount of $58,971.
Staff.
Mayor Potter, City Council members, my name is Jim Coker. I'm with the Office of Management Finance Facility Services. This ordinance closes out the construction contract with Skyward Construction on work completed at Union Station. The project consisted mainly of re-roofing the baggage claim area, stone patching and preservation work at the clock tower, and replacing six historic doors. Approximately 90% of the funds for this project were provided by the Oregon Department of Transportation, with about 10% from the Portland Development Commission. With that, I'd like to open it up for any questions.
Any questions? Do we have anybody signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
So I guess,
go ahead.
If I could have the conversations with the public market, are you the right person to ask? Have they dropped those conversations?
I don't know what those conversations are. No, I think that's mainly taking place between PDC and the public market.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a report. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 25.
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the Portland Building third floor computer room upgrades.
Staff?
Good morning, Mayor Potter and commissioners. My name is Ed Neuwein. I'm a project engineer with the Office of Management and Finance. This project, we're seeking authorization to proceed with a upgrade to the third floor computer room in the Portland building, to upgrade their cooling and electrical to meet the current demand in the room. Any questions?
And we need this because we figured out better way of doing it, or because we've grown to the point that we need it, or?
We've grown to the point that we need it. We've got equipment in there that is original building cooling equipment, and it's far exceeded its useful life, so it's time to upgrade things.
And it's very important to keep that room cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Was anybody signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Thank you. It's not emergency. Moves to a second reading. Please read item 26.
Pay claim of David A. Tracy.
This item was heard originally on December 19th. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we just call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 27.
Pay claim of Barbara Weich.
This is previously heard on December 19th. Please call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 28.
Authorize price agreements for asphalt concrete to KF Jacobson & Company, Inc., Lakeside Industries, and Porter W. Yett Company, Inc., for the estimated combined annual amount of $4,100,000.
Jeff.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Member of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases. And before you, is the result of our competitive solicitation process, which is requesting approval to award these three different contracts to KF Jacobson, Lakeside Industries, and Porter Yett for the annual price agreements for the Department of Transportation for their asphalt concrete supply on an as-needed basis in the amount of $4.1 million over a five-year period. And just real quickly, all three suppliers are in compliance with our EEO and also our Equal Benefits Ordinance.
And
yes, please.
Harkening back to the audit reports on the quality of needing greater assurances on the quality, consistent quality of the asphalt that we've been receiving over the years. How are these new contracts, how do they address that?
Let me call Brian Oberding up. He's with PDOT, and it's my understanding that we revised the formula, and I think Brian can speak to that.
Members of the council, my name is Brian Oberding, supervising engineer with the Office of Transportation. To address your specific question, Commissioner, yes. The new contracts do many things, but there are four major parts to it. First of all, the contracts now include new and improved specifications for supplying materials to the city. The previous contracts were solely lacking in material specifications. The Office of Transportation has recently gone through a major revision to our standard city specifications, and we've now patterned our asphalt material supply from the ODOT Transportation, State Transportation Department. And so the new contracts now have a almost picture-perfect version of those same material specs. The second thing that the contracts now do is they require statistical evaluation of the materials. Right now, the state of Oregon, when they go through and use asphalt materials for their contracts, they statistically evaluate it for compliance with their specifications. These new contracts now do the same thing. Thirdly, these contracts now have a higher testing frequency and put the onus of the testing on the suppliers. Prior to this, there was very little testing done, and it was basically at the whim of the city. Now these contracts require random testing about every 500 tons of mix, and we also require the suppliers to do this testing. All the suppliers in the town have the ability to do that. They all have certified labs, certified technicians, and this is also, again, patterned after the state of Oregon. Finally, these contracts now include what's called an escalation-de-escalation clause. Basically what that calls for is as the asphalt fuel prices fluctuate up and down, we now tie the price that we pay to that fluctuation. So if we have a base price that they bid on, and if the materials price goes more than 10% higher or lower, then we either pay a little bit more or get money back.
Thank you for answering my leading question.
Are there further questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak to this issue? It's a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank the team at PDOT and the good work in being responsive to the criticism. Very justified criticism from the auditor in this area, and we now match or exceed ODOT specifications for the procurement of asphalt and ensuring that it's of the highest quality available in the market. So thank you very much. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read item 29.
Authorize a contract with Systems Research and Applications Corporation, doing business as SRA Touchstone, to create a regional governance plan for the 800 megahertz regional radio system replacement project.
Morning. My name is Mark Granke. I'm the interim director for the Bureau of Technology Services. I'm here today to seek your approval to authorize BTS to enter into a contract with SRA Touchstone for PTE services to develop a regional governance model for the new regional radio system. The 800 megahertz radio system replacement project is addressing the need to replace the city's aging radio system, which is rapidly approaching its end of support life in 2011. This project is one of four projects managed under the PSSRP project office. In addition to the city of Portland, Clark, Clackamas, and Washington counties, as well as the state of Oregon, are also in need of replacing their aging radio systems. They're now reaching end of support life as well. Because of concerns of maintaining radio interoperability is an imperative to undertake a regional approach to this activity. Additionally, demonstrated interoperability is a requirement to receive federal grant funding. In order to meet the region's objectives, a regional governance plan and structure for the new radio system must be developed and accepted by the three counties, the City of Portland, and the State of Oregon. This governance plan and structure will establish a regional agreement and authoritative body to direct administration, financial management, and policy for the implementation and ongoing support of this new regional and multi-jurisdictional radio system. To accomplish these goals, SAR Touchstone will assist the city and region and the region in developing a governance plan that balances the challenges faced by the region's existing radio system owners with the need for a unified regional radio system. This plan will be a collaborative effort between the City of Portland and our regional and state partners. A successful governance model may also be used as a reference design for future regional activities that the city may pursue. There are a total of 7 respondents to the competitive RFP. The evaluation committee included participation from the city and representatives from each regional partner. SRA Touchstone was selected based on the project team capabilities, project approach, diversity, employment, and contracting and proposed cost. We're pleased that SAR Touchstone is in full compliance with the city's equal benefits contracting requirements and will be subcontracting with a local women-owned small business for a substantial portion of the work. With me today is Mark Leewergen. He's the PSSRP project manager. We're both happy to answer any questions you may have.
I did have one. I heard you say that the state is going to be involved in this too, which is great. My recollection is that the state police actually used a completely different radio system than any of the other agencies in the metro area. Does this mean that they are going to convert their radios then to interoperability with Portland? As I understand it, they actually had to carry 2 separate radios.
That's correct.
Does this mean that they'll just have the one and we could actually communicate?
That's the intent.
That's great.
And also in this region, I mean, this whole issue about interoperability is so that agencies can communicate on the same system, particularly during an emergency, and that this is going to go a long ways towards making that happen.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this issue? It's a report. Need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 30.
Authorize a comprehensive program to replace non-conforming sanitary sewer connections with individual sanitary sewer connections in conformance with applicable plumbing codes.
Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to underscore this is requested as an emergency so that we can begin implementation immediately of the program.
This was heard on December 19th, so no further testimony. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard?
I want to make sure to acknowledge the good work in Commissioner Adams' office and BES and also Ty Kovach in my office. Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
I think this is a reasonable solution to a problem that was created many, many decades ago by other folks. So good work, Commissioner Adams, and your staff. Vote aye. Please read item 31.
Extend temporarily the privileges for regular disabled person parking permits as provided by Oregon State Senate Bill 716.
Mr. Adams.
Well, just to, again, to underscore the comments made by Commissioner Leonard and others on the council that our goal here is to provide more parking opportunity to those that are disabled. That's the goal of this effort in response to the state legislation that was passed. And this gives us 6 months to figure out exactly what that means and to also advocate to state government for greater quality control in terms of providing these handicap placards to those that are truly in need of them.
This was heard on the 19th, so no further testimony. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Stanton?
Aye.
Potter?
I want to thank Commissioner Adams. This is something I think that's important to the disabled community, and that I'm glad that we have some time to step back and take a look at what our choices are here. Vote aye. Regent, item 32.
Consent to transfer of Eckert Sanitary Service Residential Solid Waste and Recycling Collection Franchise to Heiberg Garbage Service.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. These are item 33.
Consent to transfer of Trout Brothers Sanitary and Recycling Residential Solid Waste and Recycling Collection Franchise to Heiberg Garbage Service.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item S-34.
Accept a donation of $1,575,000 from the Portland Parks Foundation on behalf of an anonymous donor for the development of South Park Block 5.
This item was heard on December 19th, and Commissioner Saltzman isn't here. No further testimony, unless folks had questions. Please call the vote.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
I'd like to say thanks to that anonymous donor. Aye.
Good idea. Was it you? I heard it was you.
I don't want to talk about it.
Item 35.
Amend coordination agreement with GMT Development Company, Inc. for the development of South Park Block 5.
Yes.
As previously discussed on December 19th, please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten? Potter?
Aye. Please read item 36.
Accept a grant from the Kinsman Foundation in the amount of $50,000 for fiscal year 2007-08 for a repair project at Pittock Mansion.
This was previously heard on December 19th. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Recessed until 2 p.m.
All right. Wow.